But then, does anybody know anybody? Nothing is over, certainly not. Good quality work and good quality musicianship. Isn't that right, Tallulah Rendell?
Oh, thank you, Archie Charmer.
Well, we've seen the first two decades of the 21st century through, and we'll continue to do so, because that's what we actually do. Of course, you provide the music. I don't know what I provide. What the heck? It just, it's something. I don't know.
Witty banter?
Natasha, that's very kind of you to say so. One tries every so often, but you know, whether it connects, who knows? Natasha and Tessa and Hannah have all been sharing the wonderful nature of the Banshee and the Moon.
Yes.
Album 3 in the Tallulah Rendell wonderment of Solaris is actually there. And can't wait for Liminal. Now, I appreciate Liminal's the next one that's coming up.
Yeah.
But it is being crowdfunded. Now, that's great. Okay. And we know that's okay. But we need to reach the target. Otherwise, it all goes.
So
let's. I mean, you know, I nailed my colours to the mast here. Already put in my contribution to the whole thing. All of 2.8p. No.
Every
0.8p actually helps. No, that's all critical, etc. How can Tessa and Hannah and Natasha use the power of the Midric Drivettes to share this routine? Because we're currently, I believe, something on 88%. So it's so close.
Yeah.
So close.
Share,
Tal. What's the best way to do this? Their phones are ready. They're in their hand now. What's the way forward for Pledge Music and more?
So tweeting out the link to all your, you know, your friends on Facebook or on Twitter, and just sharing what it is that inspires you to be part of this project. If you love inspiring independent artists, or if it's the books that you love, or if it's the music, whatever it is that inspires you personally to want to be part of making this happen. And pledges can, you can buy the album in advance, you can buy a limited edition album, or you could buy previous albums, limited edition ones, or artwork, or concerts. There's so many really amazing things still available. So
there are lots of rewards, you see.
I mean,
it was pointed out by Ben Lewis, erstwhile Midric Drivettes, that one of the contributors to the program actually used a kind of crowdfunding technique to get citizenship of the United States. I won't say who it was because exactly. But we're thinking, well, that's all very good, but how does that reward people? You know, take somebody like Tal, a genuine artist. You know, she's not saying, you know, give me money so I can become a citizen of the world. No, it's because, you know, there's lots of rewards here. You can listen to magical sounds and so on. So I just wanted to make that clear. But anyway, that's just a point. Tal, we've been having a mini celebration here of the life and times of Sir Roger Moore. Now, I suspect your mum, Liz, of course, doing wonderful things there. Did you ever encounter Sir Roger in your experiences?
I haven't, unfortunately. One of those sad things that I never did.
Well, it'll happen, because I was sharing with the
team.
Well,
when I get to heaven.
We'll have such fun. Oh, those telephonic links will be all over the place. You know, it's just wondrous.
Finally, Roger.
We'll hold a seance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we wouldn't recommend that. You know, the last time we actually sacrificed a goat in the studio, we had to create, you know, all sorts of problems to get the blood off the walls. It was just not
the carpet was ruined.
Oh, Lord above! Yeah. And, you know, it's 100 years that we have the Fatima revelations. Who knows? The end of the world could be nigh. And just don't go there, Hannah. So just okay. We'll steer away from that. Tessa, questions for yourself.
Yes, well, I think on behalf of Hannah and Natasha, we'd love to know what the inspiration was behind your Banshee and the Moon album. Because obviously it's kind of like a book. It's a really big album.
So all my albums are books. And with this one, I had been living in Berlin, and I'd been living there in winter, and I don't know if you've ever been to Berlin, but Berlin in winter can be pretty surreal. It's kind of a wild, creative city. And this character came into my mind, and I started writing these stories about this character who was called the Banshee, and she was this wild, free, gorgeous woman spirit that would kind of gallop across the heavens on this white steed. And she was this kind of powerful, beautiful, wise, wild being. And I kind of just imagined all these stories, and then I kind of began reflecting on how far away personally I felt from that at that time. I was kind of going through quite a lot of hardship in my own life and uncertainty, and she became a source of inspiration. And the songs are kind of, in a funny way, narrate the journey from where I began to where I ended up. So in many ways, kind of embodying her by the end of the album, if you know what I mean. So she was an inspiration that I kind of have tried to bring on into my own life as much as possible.
Yeah, with all of your images and the titles of the songs, there seems to be a lot of emotion involved in there, and you can tell.
Yeah, so. It was very much, I mean, they're very heartfelt, they're very honest, you know, they're very intimate stories and songs and photographs, you know. And that's part of what my intention is as an artist. You know, I first started making and recording music when manufactured pop artists were really prevalent in the UK, and I really felt that there was this gap from the music that I grew up with, which was, you know, I loved 60s and 70s music, where the artists were as much of the art form as the music themselves, and they were so inspiring, and they had these incredible stories that they shared, and that for me was something that I just missed in modern music, that was music by numbers in a way, and these kind of manufactured pop idols and kind of X Factor stars that just didn't, for me, embody what, for me, music and creativity inspires. Mm. So it was a real kind of thing of harking back to that time where vinyl and the physical record and the, you know, the artist as an artist, as the person that writes the music, lives that journey, is a creative entity in its own right. So it's really at the center of the work that I do.
And still is.
Do you know, and still is.
Every time I, back in the old town of Middlesbrough, I pass that cafeteria, I think Tallulah once played there. I'm still waiting for them to actually put a blue plaque up under our system. Exactly. But, you know, it's one of those sort of things that we're working on, really, from that point of view.
Yeah, we're working. Step by step. But it's just, keep on going, as you know, Alex. Keep going. Perseverance.
Exactly. I mean, let's face it, if you start going backwards, you become like a shark and die. And we don't want to do that. You know, it's not good on the sharks. You take that shark, take it outside, put it away, a bit like a glitch. You know, no glitches. Hannah.
Yes, you're saying that your songs are telling a story. Is that one of the reasons why your album is in book form? Because, I mean, I love the format, how it is a physical book, but it's very different. You know, is that helped inspire that?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, again, harking back to that era of vinyl music, basically, where these records that were so incredible and so beautiful, and people really took time to listen to the music. And when I grew up, the basement of our house was full with old vinyl, so that, for me, I found really, really inspiring. And so when I was thinking about how I wanted to release my own album, I felt that I wanted to do something akin to that, but it was at a time when vinyl wasn't yet popular, so the closest thing that I could think of was to create books and to have artwork and stories that would really, you know, allow the listener to become as close as to the artist as they wanted to be, as they could, if you see what I mean.
Yes. Well, the pictures inside this book are also beautiful. The whole thing is amazing.
Thank you.
Where were the pictures taken?
In my home, where I was living at the time, down in Devon, down in Dartmoor.
Oh, lovely. They are beautiful.
Pretty, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a very magical time in my life. Yeah.
Just looking at the Rebecca Hossack Art Gallery, Tallulah Rendell album launch. That's 2 years ago.
What's going on there?
By the way, we're sending out positive best wishes to Liz Brewer, because Liz has been having one or two injuries recently. Never mind, life continues. And we don't quite know what Rebecca or Midroot Drive out for those days. She's in Norwich somewhere, but then again, Lee said soonest mended, that's what I say. I'm sure she's enjoying her time in Norwich and thriving as a result. Good stuff there. Natasha, any thoughts or yourself?
Yes, well, first of all, I absolutely adore your album. I think it's gorgeous.
Thank you,
I love your voice. It's just so haunting and beautiful.
Amazing.
What can we expect from a new album?
So it's hopefully capitalising on all the good parts of all the other albums that I've made. I mean, I've taken writing this album for the last couple of years, and I just haven't wanted to push it out until, you know, just kind of just been taking my time with it. And so I wrote a lot of songs, and these are kind of like the cream of the crop of kind of 30, 40, 50 songs over the past couple of years. And it's more electronic. It's more vocal, so I've been really exploring how much I can use my voice in different ways. So as a percussive instrument, as like emulating a stringed instrument, or just, so it's very vocal based electronica, I guess. But it's still got the same vocal haunting harmony aspect to it. It's still got, it's still very much me. It's just hopefully more refined.
The adjective is awesome. Okay.
Awesome.
Tessa, how can people still just about get a slice of this action? What should they actually be doing? Please inquire of Tallulah how they can actually use Pledge Music to support for the last few percentage points.
Yes, so where can people go to help you along with the album?
Yeah, so if you go to pledgemusic.com and just type in Tallulah Rendell, which is got a lot of L's, but it's TALLULAHRENDALL. And my campaign page will come up, and you'll see so many amazing pledge opportunities. And I would just be really grateful for anyone that would love to jump on at this during the last closing stages and make this project possible. So, yeah, I'd be really grateful.
It'll happen. And we've got literally a couple of days here. Where it's the end of May. So go.
Yeah.
Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Exactly. Go for that process. And meanwhile, Natasha, would you like to put those last two questions to Lulu? She expects them. It is very important. I'm tempted to actually say, can we play Trouble again? I know. It's our first one. I just think it's so positive. But anyway. Yeah. Obviously.
Oh, we'll play My Love, Play Away. That's your favourite one.
It resonates, you see. I mean, I'm very interested to do Eyes, Colourblind, Blind Like Fruit, Older Than the Hills, Lost in the Moonlight. But, you know. Natasha.
Have you enjoyed your telephone link with us this evening?
Yes, I always love speaking to Alex, and it's always wonderful meeting lots of new lovely people, so yeah.
Oh, wonderful. And can we expect to see you on the show? Will you come back when you've got your new album out?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Tallulah Rendell, we'll return. A round of applause, please.
As death days go by.
It's road trip time on the Midweek Drive, and why not when you actually turn around and see Phil Leonis's latest update on the social media site is he calls this photo Two Dinosaurs. He's been wandering around the tents for so long these days that I shall call him Two Dinosaurs. Phil Leonis, welcome from, I believe, Lincoln, New Mexico.
You are incorrect in that belief.
Oh.
We were supposed to be en route to Lincoln, New Mexico after filming in Tombstone, Arizona. In fact, we are behind schedule. We just finished filming in Bisbee, Arizona, which was at one time not only a very rich mining town, but was the most populated city between St. Louis and San Francisco. And we just finished filming there. We're on our way to shoot in Tombstone, famous, of course, for the site of the gunfight at the OK Corral, laying down American-style justice.
Just a Mel Carte illusion, that's all. You know, the only thing that's truly real is Lily Holliman.
Yes, and hopefully you will be speaking to her shortly if we're not cut off as we go into this tunnel.
Look, she's being eaten by a dinosaur.
that's a really good picture.
She's not being eaten. It's just the transatlantic link that will be eaten. Here we go. We're heading into the tunnel, so this will be very exciting. This will test our bonds,
our sort of positivity.
Wait.
They're gone.
Or is he doing it on purpose?
Wish me luck, everybody.
Good luck, Phil. Don't give up. It'll be all right. You'll get through the tunnel. And other such things. Do you think he's still there?
We just have to wait.
I'm just following the light. I'm following the light in the tunnel.
He's following the lights in the tunnel. Whilst we're in the tunnel.
And we made it out. Next stop, Tombstone. I mean, this is the Old West, everybody. And before I move on with, regaling you with stories of exploring the Old West and American-style violence that made America great, have to express, obviously, my condolences to everyone in the UK about the attack in Manchester. It was especially interesting for Dean and I to hear about it when we had just recorded an episode of our podcast where we described how much we are looking forward to visiting Manchester later this summer. And I got to tell you, the events of this week have only made us more excited about getting to come to Manchester and visit that amazing city and meet so many wonderful
Manchester
people.
August bank holiday, Phil Leonis and Dean Hagland.
Oh, that would
really?
Be great.
You get any of your diaries?
That needs to go in the diary.
Absolutely. And rightly so, Phil, because we acknowledge that on Past Prologue with Finn Pollard, which gets an airing tomorrow when we talk about elections across the airwaves. And so it continues ever onwards. We've been having a bit of a tribute program, Phil, as you might anticipate, because you won't have been listening to us. You're too busy keeping your eyes on the road and tunnels and such like. We're having a tribute program to the late Sir Roger Moore. I'm sure we'll be emerging as a celebrity death slot of... that's just a feature that they do. You can't knock it from that point of view, which is why clearly Annette Andre, she got out of her sick bed to give her a sort of tribute to the great man. Likewise, Arthur Weingarten and Roger's jokes and a whole range of other factors within the field. Again, rather like myself, Phil, I think you're one of the saint generation, really, and the persuaders. And we've often sort of said that, you know, Danny Wilde, Brett Sinclair, he's gone. You see, this is it. Suddenly, you know, the phone just goes on that basis, and we think, where have they actually gone? But just as we're actually talking about Brett Sinclair and Danny Wilde... We'll be right back.
We could have actually gone into Ivanhoe, the man who ordered himself, and a whole range of other factors, even Spice Girls the movie, but we decided, rightly, possibly not to. Okay, Phil, it looks as though the tunnel has caught him. He hasn't been able to connect, but I'm going to actually pass the phone and the power and the number to Natasha. Ooh. Total confidence that she'll be able to deliver the right sort of sequence here. She needs to take hold of the telephone. This keeps us alive, keeps us functioning. A reminder, of course, that Michael's Musical Madness is coming up after the programme. Yes. Between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock here before another poetry slot takes over the airways and does marvellous stuff. Are we okay, Natasha? Yeah, she's taking off the headphones there. She's composing herself.
She's getting ready to make the call.
She's doing what many journalistic students still find very scary. Making a telephone call.
Yes.
It's a tough one, but it has to be done.
I think making a telephone, personally, I'd rather speak to somebody in person.
And that's the quote of the show, really. Personally, I'd rather speak to somebody
pick the phone
in
up.
Person. Yeah. Quite rightly so.
Except on the radio station.
Oh, except on the radio, that's different.
Well, it shares the whole sort of sequence through. Well, it's not looking good here. I suspect we're going to be leaving a voicemail. Have we got a voicemail that's coming through? Or is it just ringing?
It's just no.
That's one long tunnel. No.
It's not even. We haven't even got his voice. No. He hasn't even said he's got through to this particular stage.
No.
Maybe he has been taken away by dinosaurs.
Yes.
Well.
If you are in the area and have seen some dinosaurs, please go looking for Phil Linus. We have lost him.
So that's and Lily.
Over in...
where are they? Where did he say
they're in the United States of America near the OK Corral.
Arizona.
Arizona.
You're in the vicinity and have seen some dinosaurs.
Critical. We'll try it one more time. Meanwhile, Natasha, would you like to give me a number between 2 and 27, please?
17.
17. And then we'll find out effectively why Natasha and the word wasp has suddenly got very excited over the sort of airwaves on this very day at Siren 107.3 FM.
Once you make up your mind and start something, commit to it, say yes, and never look back, do you have any doubt, any whatsoever, that I will not rush to your side, that legions won't be summoned, that players won't be drawn to your corner, connections made, circumstances crafted, dots connected, that the course of history won't be irrevocably changed? Good. I didn't think so. I'd say you're ready. The universe.
Quite right, too. So, World Aquanaut Security Patrol, or something completely different. What is it about the word wasp that suddenly has got you all excited? Please, Natasha.
Yes. So, this weekend is a very special weekend in the Armstrong family calendar. Mm-hmm. It is our yearly pilgrimage down to Twickenham for mm-hmm. the Aviva Premiership Rugby Union Final. Mm-hmm. And as a avid Wasp fan, as I have been all my life, formerly London Wasps, now just Wasps, we've actually made the final for the first time in 9 years. Yay. So,
well... Very well done to the Wasps, who obviously yeah. made the final. Who did they beat? Was it?
They beat Leicester Tigers.
Yeah, you okay. see, it always hits close to home as well, really. Leicester Tigers used to be so successful. Now look at them, can't even get to the final.
I'm sorry, all Tigers fans out there.
Turning into motion, we could ride the wide blue ocean, come our way. Like a bird, we'll soon be flying way up in the sky, and for a while, forget your worries, say goodbye.
Of course he won't, because it is Phil in his guise as Danny Wilde, as we connect with the Persuaders opening from Overture, Gotta Get Away. You haven't got away from us yet, have you, Phil?
We're gonna have intermittent connection, because it's really like I'm riding through a vista right out of the Searchers. Alex.
Yeah. Well, there we are.
Did you happen to play in tribute to the late Sir Roger Moore? His single from 1964, Love, I think it was called. He had a big hit single.
Not as yet, no. We've done Nobody Does It Better. We've done the theme to The Saint. We've had The Persuaders. We haven't had Ivanhoe. We haven't had The Man Who Haunted Himself. We haven't had Crossplot, Gold, or any other Bond themes. But, you know, we're
but
open to offers.
He himself recorded a song, and we heard it on the radio yesterday, and it was just outstandingly awful, but wonderful.
Wonderfully awful.
You know, he was an underrated actor. He was very underrated. I know you agree with me on this, but it really underrated. You know, I think there was this feeling to think of him, especially from Bond, as being somehow lightweight, but I don't think people appreciated how much he was in on the joke, and he was a really, really sly comedic actor, which is to say a great actor, because comedy is harder, and it was really sad because we didn't get a chance to remember him, because he hadn't died yet when we recorded this week's show, and yet I quoted For Your Eyes Only on this week's show. So clearly something was in the zeitgeist.
Absolutely. And he'll be up there looking down thinking, well, I always like to leave them laughing, which is very important. Well, that's pretty much it as far as we're concerned. Apart from, I don't think Phil is going to be joining us for the breakfast show tomorrow morning. Last week, everything was prepared. Gabriella was prepared. Richard Fitzwilliams was prepared. He'd sorted through to Phil was asleep. He was exhausted. Lily reminded him afterwards.
You
know, it's okay. We were worried in case something had cropped up. It's so unusual. So unlike the man, multi-talented sort of individual. But he was, and I suspect that these days he might be in a tunnel. So, you know, you don't know what could be happening. So on the programme, which has taken us from Edinburgh with William Coles, right the way down to Punkabilly outfit Tex Pistols and Phil Rambo, Ed Fortune for Starburst magazine, Arthur Weingarten and Annette Andre, and Tallulah Rendell and Phil Linus. Last two questions, please. Tessa.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us?
Yes, I'm sorry it was so fraught with trouble and danger, and yet I trust that it was action-packed with excitement.
Well, it kept us on the edge of our seats. Mm-hmm. And will you be joining us again soon?
Yes, provided that they have cell phone towers in the islands of South Carolina, which is where you'll be connecting with me next Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
South Carolina.
I like that.
And the last Wednesday edition of May 2017 for the Midweek Drive. Will you be there, Tessa?
No, I'm in Greece.
You'd be in Greece smashing plates? No.
Yes,
at a wedding.
It is a wedding, so you never know.
Exactly.
Unfortunately not. It's
no.
My mum's coming to collect me on
Tuesday.
Yes, Phil.
Why you spit it out, boy. Spit it out.
I just wanted to make sure that Tessa knew what they said about Greece.
Oh, about this?
It's the word. Greece is the word.
Oh, Greece is the word. I get it.
And Natasha, you'll be celebrating wasps, no doubt.
Yes, and I will be in Antwerp.
You should be in Antwerp. Possibly doing a phone link.
Possibly,
so you can listen to it. We've got Tim Gillett from BBC Essex joining us next week, and a whole heap of other goodies as well. The return of Arthur Weingarten. That's it. Tomorrow morning, equally wonderful things occur. Probably won't see any of the Midweek Drive. That's because they'll be asleep. But there we go. So it goes. Can we say bye-bye?
Bye.
Bye.
For your eyes only, I never need to hide.